Maitreya vacha, evam tam anupasyata, bhagavan pratyak akshajaha jagama bindu sarasa saraswatya parishratat. Maitreya uvacha, the great sage Maitreya said, evam, thus, tam, in him, sorry, to him, anupasya, having spoken, ata, then, bhagavan, the Lord, pratyak, directly, aksha, by senses, jaha, who is perceived, jagama, went away, bindu sarasaha, from lake bindu sarovara, saraswatya, by the river Saraswati, parishritat, encircled. Maitreya went on. Thus having spoken to Kardama Muni, the Lord, who reveals himself only when the senses are in Krishna consciousness, departed from that lake called Bindu Sarovara, which was encircled by the river Saraswati. Purport. One word in this verse is very significant. The Lord is stated here to be Pratyagakshaja. He is imperceptible to material senses, but still he can be seen. This appears to be contradictory. We have material senses, but how can we see the Supreme Lord? He is called Adhokshaja, which means that he cannot be seen by the material senses. Akshaja means knowledge perceived by material senses. Because the Lord is not an object that can be understood by speculation with our material senses, he is also called Ajita. He will conquer, but no one can conquer him. What does it mean, then, that still he can be seen? It is explained that no one can hear the transcendental name of Krishna, no one can understand his transcendental form, and no one can assimilate his transcendental pastimes. It is not possible. Then how is it possible that he can be seen and understood? When one is trained in devotional service and renders service unto him, gradually one's senses are purified of material contamination. When one's senses are thus purified, then one can see, one can understand, one can hear, and so on. The purification of the material senses and perception of the transcendental form, name, and quality of Krishna are combined together in one word, Pratyagakshaja, which is used here. Maitreya uvacha, evam tam anupasyata bhagavan pratyagakshajaha jagama bindu sarasa saraswatya parishritat. Srila Prabhupada focuses on this word, pratyagakshaja. Pratyag means directly, and akshaja means seen. Aksha means eyes, so what we see with our eyes is called akshaja. Or another meaning, Srila Prabhupada explained, everything within material experience can be called akshaja. In the Sanskrit alphabet, it begins from A and ends with ksha. So everything from A to Ksha, in other words, from A to Z, that's within our experience. The Lord is beyond. Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means that he's not perceivable by the eyes. He's not within our experience. And yet here he's called Pratyagakshaja, directly seen. So it's contradictory But Srila Prabhupada gives the explanation that by devotional service he can be seen. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvatah. Krishna becomes directly accessible by devotional service. Atah Sri Krishna namadi nabhaved grahyam indriye. The Lord is his name, his form, his qualities, namadi, are not within the grasp of our material senses. Atah Sri Krishna namadi nabhaved grahyam indriye. Sevan mukhehi jivado svayameva spuratyada. But he becomes accessible by devotional service. Jivado, beginning with the tongue. The tongue is one of the senses. The Lord is not supposed to be perceived by the senses, but when we use our senses in devotional service, then the senses become purified, and the same senses by which one can't see the Lord can be used to see the Lord. Svayameva spuratyada. Svayameva spuratyada means that by our visual inspection, we'll not be able to see Krishna. Just like seeing the deity, it's not eye exercises. That you look at the deity and you squint and you somehow or other do some jugglery and you kind of can see. It doesn't work that way. But when Krishna wants to reveal himself, then he becomes visible. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, and Srila Prabhupada used to repeat, that don't try to see Krishna, but try to act in such a way that Krishna will see you. That means service. Prabhupada gave the example that some ordinary worker in a big corporation can't expect to see the chief operating officer. But if that owner or chief officer comes to hear that this one employee is doing very nice work, exceptional work, then the boss may come down and say, who is this fellow? Let me go give him a pat on the back. Then the same man that you can't get to see, you see very easily when he wants to see you. So, therefore, devotional service is, or Krishna consciousness is achieved not just by work, but by the Lord's mercy. By the mercy of the Lord, he reveals himself when he's pleased by devotional service. Therefore, it's not exactly the service itself that gives the Lord pleasure, but it's the devotion with which the service is performed. The same activity performed by a person who's not a pure devotee doesn't give the Lord the same pleasure. The Lord, we may make a big, tremendous contribution, but if it's not performed in pure devotional service, it's not as much appreciated as the most humble contribution from a pure devotee. The incident Prabhupada tells is that Krishna came to the house of Vidura, and Vidura naturally wanted to receive him very nicely. So he was offering the Lord bananas, but he was so much in ecstasy that he was peeling the bananas and offering Krishna the peels. And Krishna was so much in ecstasy that Krishna was accepting them and eating them. Because they were offered with love. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya priyajjati. Tadaham bhaktyu paritam mashnami prayadatmana. If even a little water or leaf or fruit or flower is offered to Krishna with love, then the Lord accepts it. Prabhupada would say, Krishna doesn't need your dal, rice, and chapatis. He's not hungry that way. And even the biggest offering from the most wealthy man won't necessarily be accepted. It's that love or devotion that inspires the Lord to accept the offering. Therefore, elsewhere it said, Vedeshu durlabham, adurlabham atma bhakto. He's very difficult to know by the Vedas. By mental speculation, by philosophical research, Krishna will be very difficult to find. But by Atma Bhakti, by pure devotional service, the Lord is very easily, sudurlam, perceived. Therefore, pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, the results of devotional service will be directly perceived, or Srila Prabhupada said that you'll get to see Krishna face to face, as we're sitting face to face. The sarvopadi vinir muktam tat pratena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesha sevanam. Bhakti ruchate. Devotional service, or Krishna will be seen when we perform pure devotional service by using our senses, to our purified senses, to satisfy his senses. In the contaminated stage, we don't see Krishna. We don't see Krishna because our vision is impaired. But when the vision is purified, then we can see. Right now, our vision is contaminated by anti-Krishna consciousness or by false ego. I'm less interested in Krishna and more interested in what I think is myself. It's not even myself. It's this body and mind. But I'm very concerned about my physical welfare or what I, my mental and emotional, psychological well-being. And I don't care that much about Krishna. And therefore, Krishna is not manifest. Krishna is not manifest because we're not that interested. But therefore, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanin santasa daiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. He's visible to those who've smeared on their eyes the ointment of love for Krishna. Those who've become less interested in their so-called self-interest and more interested in their actual self-interest. Nate vidu svartakatim hi Vishnu durashya ye bahirartamanina. In material life, we forget that our real self-interest lies in devotional service to Vishnu. We forget that we're parts and parcels of Vishnu, and therefore our life becomes successful when we act as parts by serving the whole. We forget that, and we become engaged in an impossible enterprise, hoping against hope to be happy separately from Krishna in this material world, with our external interests, bahirartha. So that's a failure. It's a failure now, it's been a failure since time immemorial, it will always be a failure. Any attempt to be happy, any attempt to be successful, moghasha, mogha karmano, mogha jnana vichetasa. Vichetasa means turning one's consciousness away from Krishna. Who turns their consciousness away from Krishna? Rakshasi masrim chaiva. The rascals and demons. Prakritim mohinim shuddha. Those who've taken shelter. Everyone has to take shelter. Because we're not independently strong, like a vine. It just doesn't grow up the way a tree grows up. It has to take shelter of something. So the living entities always take shelter of something. But prakritim mohinim shrita, those who don't take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of the enchanting material energy. Prakritim mohinim shrita. And the result is that moghasha, all of their hopes are frustrated. Moga karmano, all of their good activities are smashed. Moga jnana, all of their intellectual, philosophical research work is frustrated unless they surrender to Krishna. Until they come to Krishna consciousness, they'll not be satisfied by any amount of material endeavor. Sarvopadi vinir muktam. One has to get free, first of all, from this bodily concept of life, from this false ego. Tatpratena nirmalam. Freed from all these misconceptions and false designations. I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a Brahmin, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm American. One has to be freed from all that and think that I'm servant of Krishna. And then one has to use one's senses to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Of course, in liberated life, one uses the purified senses to serve the Lord. But the senses become purified by being engaged in Krishna's service. So even in the beginning stage, even one who is not purified, if he engages his senses in the service of Krishna, becomes purified. By hearing, by chanting, by reading, by thinking of Krishna, by taking Krishna prasadam, by seeing the deity of the Lord, by so many different means. If his senses come in touch with Krishna, then his senses can gradually be purified. And when one systematically undertakes the program of deliberately trying to purify the senses, deliberately trying to revive one's Krishna consciousness, deliberately trying to revive one's eternal position as the servant of Krishna, then under proper guidance one can quickly be purified by the devotional process. And then in the mature stage one becomes eligible to perceive Krishna. Akshaja, by the eyes, by the ears. Actually, the eyes are not the first sense for seeing Krishna. One has to begin with the tongue and with the ear. Hearing is more important than seeing. And the advanced devotee is the devotee who realizes the presence of Krishna in transcendental sound. And by realizing the presence of Krishna in transcendental sound, he'll realize the Krishna through all of his senses. If he tries to start with the eyes only, he'll have a very difficult task. But if one takes this method to see with the ears, then he'll see very quickly. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, by hearing and chanting. So it's a joyful program also. Pratyakshag bhagamam dharmyam susukam kartavavyam. The Rajavidya, this is the king of education. People are thinking that to get ahead in life I should go to this university or that school. But that's nice. That's okay. But get a sitar or something, you know. Where were we?
By hearing.
Everything comes by hearing. And joyfully performed. This is the king of education, Rajavidya. The persons who are highly educated but don't know who they are or what the purpose of life is are ignorant. They're miseducated or uneducated. The actually educated person is the person who knows who he is, what the purpose of life is, who is Krishna, what is his relationship with Krishna, how to act in that relationship. He has Rajavidya, the king of education. Adhyatma Vidya Vidyana. Spiritual education is the king of education. But it's the most confidential. It's not generally known to in PS 132. One has to go to the right source to get this transcendental knowledge. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram. One goes to an ordinary school or college and learns all sorts of how to get drunk, how to mess around with the opposite sex, so many things one learns, how to be a cheater and a bluffer. But by spiritual education one learns how to become purified. And then pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, one will directly experience the presence of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And throughout, from the beginning to the end, the process is joyful. Susukam kartam abhyayam. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada told us, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there some questions?
Mm-hmm. How important is it to increase our preaching or preaching mood, or create an atmosphere of preaching in the temples rather than just maintaining our regulative duties.
How important is it to maintain a preaching attitude in the temples? And not rather than maintaining our prescribed sadhana and our prescribed worship? That's the question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommended that both things should go on side by side, Pancharatriki Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi. Pancharatriki Vidhi means the temple worship, the worship of the deity and the following of various rules and regulations for the service of the Lord. And Bhagavat Vidhi means glorifying the Lord. Bhagavat Vidhi means glorifying, broadcasting the glories of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada said they're like parallel train tracks. The train runs on when both tracks are properly in place. Our attempt to broadcast the Lord will be weak, or will be quickly over, unless it's supported by the following of the rules and regulations and the various methods of personal purification. And simply to become involved in personal purification without broadcasting the glories of the Lord will be a little dull, or will not be as effective as distributing the message of the Lord. The Lord becomes more pleased, most pleased, when he's, when the devotees distribute his glories. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that of the two, the Bhagavad Vidhi is more important. Bhagavad Vidhi is more important. But both are required. Is that all right?
What is the best way how to give up material desires?
What is the best way to give up material desires? Develop your spiritual desires. Desire can't be given up. No one can become void of desires. So desire has to be changed from the desire to enjoy for myself to the desire to give enjoyment to Krishna. So we say change the desire, but it's not just like a little switch. Okay, I'm going to switch this desire off and switch that desire on, or switch from one to the other. Therefore, purification is required. How does that happen? Sangat sanjayate kama. Our desire develops by association. We walk into a room and everybody's sitting around drinking beer and watching television. And whatever we might have had on our mind, we think, well, why shouldn't I sit down and have a couple beers and watch television? Or people are doing whatever else they're doing, and in their association, we think, well, that's why everyone else is. Why shouldn't I? They're having a good time. Why should I be the only one not to have a good time? By association. Even though we may know that I've done this before, it's a drag, but by association, we think, well, drag it again. But if we associate with saintly persons, if we associate with those who are spiritually awake, if we associate with those who are in Krishna consciousness, then we'll also become spiritually awake, spiritually enlivened, Krishna conscious. And therefore, our Lord Chaitanya recommends that one should always associate with devotees. By association, we'll become purified. Why? The devotees are engaged in hearing, chanting, and all of the spiritual activities. And in their company, we'll also do these things. So, in that way. Yes?
So one's material desires will be given up depending on whom you associate.
Yes, of course, if you associate with devotees, but you've decided that I'm going to hold on to my material desires, then it'll be slow. The asat sangha, tyagi, evaishnavachar. We should want to not just associate with devotees, but give up bad association. Bad association means association of materialistic persons, And it also means the association of all my material desires and material bad habits and anarthas and so on. If we want to move forward and stay in the same place, that's going to be hard. But if we're willing to leave the place we're in behind and move forward, then we can make great progress. So that means changing our life. Leaving behind unwanted habits, unwanted people, so-called friends who are not really our friends, and positively associating with devotees, and associating with them for Krishna consciousness, not to drag them down or to say, well, to perform the same materialistic activities in the company of saintly persons. I was talking about useless mundane topics with those karmis. Now I could talk with the same mundane useless topics with devotees. Then that's not going to help me much, and it's not going to help them much. Or I may not be so welcome in the association of pure devotees. They'll think, who is this person who always comes around yip yap with mundane prajalpa? But we should desire to become purified in the association of devotees by advancing in Krishna consciousness. Then we'll make rapid progress. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Praise to Srila Prabhupada. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.